found one. First Adam got presented over there.
Do you have any idea about the original settlers of Torchy County, where they came from, or anything like that?
Yeah, well, the old settlers, for the most part, came from North Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama, I should say. We have a world from here from Alabama. They're all Confederates over here.
They knew I liked this place when I came here.
Yeah. This is strictly a Confederate-oriented place, but I think that so many of the old folks have died off, and a lot of the young chicken heads, they don't much care too much about Confederacy or not. There used to be a stronghold of Confederates. I have a list of the names of the Coos County people that signed a petition to secede from the Union, and there were about 253 signed it to secede, and three opposed it.
The first was 30.
A little bit on the one side of it. It's almost 101. They made a bad mistake when they seceded because they weren't successful in the succession at all. Coos County sent about a little small town, but they sent about 450 men. They had about, I'd say, a total of 1,500 men around here, and they sent about 450 men to join the Confederate Army.
That's a substantial amount.
It sure was. They had a bunch of them got killed, too. They were pretty active in it.
Were there any battles in this area?
No.
Sure.
Not at all. The nearest battle that they had was, I reckon, Galveston Island.
Yeah, I said, not they, that's it.
Galveston didn't hold out. I mean, the Yankees captured Galveston and the Confederates went right back and took it back. The Yankees weren't very successful over here on Texas soil. And on the other hand, we got some pretty good loyal people over here. They were pretty good soldiers back in those times. A whole lot better than what they would be now, I expect. I think they were loyal soldiers. Just a minute. He's paying for his mama. Taking care of his mama's business. We helped to buy an automobile about 3 months ago, so he's paying car payments and car. Sold an old automobile for $150. It's a pretty good old car, too.
$150. In any kind of shape, it's a pretty good ride.
Well, I thought so.